chapter 11. I'm going to start in verse 23 and then back up to some other verses which are in the gospel. Paul says these words, "For I received from the Lord what I also passed on to you," which means that which they were about to take, the elements of communion as we know of it today, as we use that term. He says, "I received this from the Lord on the night he was betrayed. He took bread, and when he had given thanks, he broke it and said," and we'll look at that later. And then in verse 25, "In the same way, after supper, he took the cup, and he gives it to them." In the Gospel of Luke, there is a picture of Jesus with the disciples. And in that picture, it says that when supper had ended, he began to institute the meal that we know of as the Lord's Supper. In it, there is something that he does on both moments when he gives the cup and the bread. It says, "And he gave thanks." Corinthians has it at the beginning, one time he gives thanks and refers on to it. But the whole word of "he gives thanks," Jesus was giving thanks for what he was about to give to them. Thanksgiving, a meal of remembrance. And that's what this is. This is a meal of remembrance. It's a meal that helps you and me to be reminded of the great glory of God and his majesty and what salvation is all about for your personal life, for us individually, and for corporately. But he gave thanks. That wasn't just, "Let's pray and give thanks for this food," like we many times do in our homes. Do we say prayer? He was giving thanks to the Father because of what was going to happen. He was bringing to them the life that would bring them out of bondage of sin into the life of freedom in Christ. He was going to take them and what he does and transform their lives completely, taking them into a new life in Christ. I thought about this. Naturally, I'm trying to figure how does this fit to Thanksgiving, and what I have is an idea about this, and that is thinking like this: freedom. Freedom. Back in the 1600s, when the Pilgrims, whom we all know about, the meal that they had, Thanksgiving, there's a history behind that moment. And the history behind that moment is, in that day and age, from the time the Reformation came on, the Church of England adopted it and began to become very, very strict and also very, very wicked, if I may use that term, very worldly. And the group of people in that life began to realize this is not what God wants for us. These are the people that separated themselves. They actually went to Holland, not to here first. They went to Holland where they could be free, to be who God wants them to be, not to be connected to the corruption that had become that. And also, the church and the state had become one in the Church of England, to the point that even the religious leaders almost came on the same level as the king. The point of it is this, is they did not believe that was the right way God wanted. God wanted them to be a people who lived for him and who believed the truths of what all the Reformation was about and it brought about. So they go to Holland. Now they leave Holland and come to the America not because of persecution. They're in a town called Leiden, which is a very prosperous area, but these people who we know as the Puritans were treated that they were in poverty. They were mocked and they were ridiculed. They were free to do what they wanted to do. They were able to worship and do that, but there was a place of persecution, tremendous persecution to them. And they were not permitted to attain to any level in their lives of making life better. It was poverty beyond imagination. They were stuck in that spot. So in the long story of the long and short of the story is God has a plan to bring the word to America. and they come in that little ship across the ocean to bring the Word of God to America. But their point is this. We many times think, we just think about they came to be free to worship. That's not the most of the story. They came to be who God wants them to be. That they were free to become what God wants. How he wants them to believe and what he wants them to live like. That's what it's ultimately about. That's what it's really about. That's what was in their hearts that brought them to that place of sacrifice, coming over those miles of ocean in the drastic of conditions and being here and then living through. And we all think of the first winter and, you know, and the whole story of getting together. And by the way, they didn't have turkey. They didn't have things we think about. One of the meats they ate was eel. You might look that up and Google it. I didn't take brains to figure that out. You don't want eel for Thanksgiving, do you? But the thing is, we romanticize this, and we miss the essence of it. What is it tied to here today for you and me? Just as they wanted to live a life for Christ, the way that they believed God was teaching them in his word, which was with their commitment to Christ, to his word, and to live it out. And as they did that, they walked in a place of wanting to be obedient. They separated themselves, and they also believed that the church and the state are to be disconnected. So the idea of church and state that we know of in America originated with them first coming and bringing forth that truth. Enough of the story to get to the point. Paul says, now Jesus gave me this. What is the this? It's the bread and it's the cup that we're about to take. And the this is the elements that are proclaiming to you, you are saved. When you receive Christ as your Savior, he's entered into your life. You are a new person. He now dwells within us. Christ is in us, the hope of glory. The Holy Spirit dwells within our very being. And all kinds of things happen. So when we take the elements, we're being reminded there's no magic in them. We're being reminded there's no power in them. But the power is the reminder that Christ is in us. We're taking what Jesus has given us into our lives, into our bodies. That's the cup and the bread. And as we do this, it says, in remembrance of me. And anyone who does this and does not judge rightly or discern rightly the body of the Lord is messed up. That's my paraphrase. The point is, what does the discern mean? We all type of thing, well, get my life ready. Lord, forgive me for all the things I've done before I take this. I got to get forgiven. I got to get that all cleared up. Get myself in a place of piety before God when I take this elements. That's not what this is about. This is not about your last confessions to clean you up before you take the elements of forgiveness. Discerning the body of Christ is being aware of what Christ has done for us. What Jesus did for you and for me. How he paid the price. The judgment of God upon sin. The judgment of God that would not have any person who was unholy in his presence. And the judgment of God for sin is hell. But Jesus came, gave his life for us, died on the cross, was resurrected from the dead, ascended into heaven, and the Holy Spirit was come and be a part of everyday life in the believer. You have that in you. And so when we take this, we take it in thanksgiving. That's why he gave thanks. And that's what we want to do today. You will gather at tables or places this week in various different ways and have a Thanksgiving dinner of all kinds of different foods that you may be eating based on your culture. But the one thing that we can all have in common that as, you know, and I want to encourage you, as you sit at the table, you don't have to make a big deal about this, but in your heart, as you sit at that table and you realize of what you're going to do there and what you're doing and this celebration of this holiday, let it take you back. Let it take you to the place of what we're doing here this morning. That this is the meal of Thanksgiving. The Lord himself gave thanks. And so we invite you, I invite anyone here today who has received Jesus into your heart, into your life who say, Christ, come into me. I'm a sinner. I want you to come into my life and I want to be saved. I want to be born again. I want to become a new creation in Christ. I want to become a new creation in you. If that's what you've done and said, you are a candidate for this. Your salvation in Christ that's real and authentic is what brings you to the table to take these elements. And so I invite you to become a part of that today. And what we'll do is we're going to first come, and the servers will come up here, and they'll be passing out the bread. Keep your piece of bread until we're all together. And why we wait till we're all together is because we're a body. We're a one another. We're not just individuals sitting in a room. We are a one another, connected by Christ, his body, and his blood. And so we'll take this, and Paul, when you take this, and Lowell, Paul, would you bless this first?
Father, we thank you for your body that was put on the cross for us. And Lord, you just put in my heart today and just thanksgiving that we number each one of our days. And thank you that you have saved us, and that as each day that we walk, we appreciate it more and more and more. And not try to rush through this life, but to thank you and appreciate every moment that we have here. And I pray that in Jesus' name. Amen.